Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with a wonderful author of a book, and the latest is Tenacity, Vegas Businessman, Survived Brooklyn, the Marines, Corruption, and Cancer to Achieve the American Dream. And it is a true life story. Ron Curry is our very special guest. Ron, how are you?
Hi, Frank. Thank you for having me today.
I hope I'm pronouncing it right. Is Corey? Curry? What do you?
Corey, correct. Ron Curry.
Yeah. Well, listen, let's get a little bit of your history, if you don't mind, and let's start from the beginning. Where did it all start for you? Where were you born? Where were you raised?
I was born in downtown Brooklyn and was raised in the same neighborhood my parents grew up in. My grandparents came from the Middle East in the early 1900s. And at the age of 19, I decided to drop out of college and join the Marine Corps. After a couple of years of active duty service in the Marines, I was stationed in California and had been visiting Las Vegas on weekends and decided to move here. And I've been here 45 years now.
Yeah. Well, listen, you kind of skipped through your childhood pretty quick. Brooklyn, was anything in there to indicate that you'd write a book like this one day? Were you an early writer? Were you did you like it early on? Were you a school kid?
You know, growing up in Brooklyn was very unique in the 1960s, and I was lucky to have had parents that were big on education. I went to Brooklyn Technical High School, which had a very broad-based education format, where the students back in the late 60s, early 70s, actually learned everything from foundry to wood shop to architecture, and they gave you a taste of a great variety of things, including great English classes, which, while I never thought about writing a book until some things occurred to me in Las Vegas, it did enable me to be able to write and put together pretty good sentence structure. And I'm grateful to Brooklyn Tech for that education.
Well, let's talk about the book a bit. And how long in the process, or how long was the process from hey, I'm going to write a book, to hey, it's out?
You know, in 2010, a buddy of mine and I purchased a Hyundai car dealership in Las Vegas. And within a couple of years, we grew it to 7 dealerships in Nevada and California. And in 2015, we got a nice offer to sell. And that would be the first time in over 40 years that I found myself completely retired. I had been in the tavern and gaming business. I grew it to 4 locations from 1979 until the 2000s. And then a few years in the car business. And finding myself with nothing to go to work to do was kind of a unique feeling. And throughout the last 30 or 40 years, I maintained an outline of certain events in my life, starting a limousine company, opening a car wash, founding a worldwide gaming parts company with a business partner of mine. And I decided, when the sale of the car dealerships occurred, to actually sit down and try to write a book. And it's taken almost 3 years to get it finished and get it published, and it's now on Amazon.
Well, everyone should get it. It is a it is getting rave reviews. It is called Tenacity, A Vegas Businessman Survives Brooklyn, the Marines, Corruption, and Cancer to Achieve the American Dream, a true life story. What did you, and maybe you mentioned this, and I just missed it, but what did your folks do for a living?
You know, my dad worked at the Brooklyn Navy Yard. He drove a cab. He ended up with a career on Wall Street, working in an office, as did my mom. And I believe they provided me with an excellent work ethic and a great sense of right and wrong, which, when you go into business for yourself, it's very important to be respected in the industry. And what you find, as the book details, is many deals come your way when you're consider to be an honest, loyal, and trustworthy business operator. One of the unique features of my book is the audio version was recorded by actor Michael Madsen.
Ah, love him.
Yeah, he's got a great voice, and he definitely lends his character to telling my story. One of the things that New Yorkers would really appreciate, because I believe most New Yorkers grow up with a sense of tenacity just walking the streets, I found that in the development of one neighborhood casino in an outlying city that surrounds Las Vegas, I ended up with a city councilman who was in a competing business of mine. And rather than abstain from the process, he actually torpedoed my project and participated in framing me in multiple criminal counts to try to do away with me as a competitor.
Wow.
And what your readers would find very interesting is rather than just hope for the best, I got proactive, hired a private investigator who went undercover. And some of the things we learned in a one-year undercover process are described in great detail in the book and how we ultimately prevailed and what true New York payback occurred in the face of this particular council member.
Well, you had Mike Madsen read the book, and people know him from so many different roles, but the actor known as Mr. Blonde in Reservoir Dogs is somebody who probably enjoyed the fact of reading the payback section of that. And again, Ron Corey is our very special guest, and he is a wonderful author and so much more, businessman and former Marine. By the way, we appreciate your service to the country. I'm sure everyone will echo that. Frank McKay here with Ron Corey. Let me ask you about the Marines for a moment. And again, you went in at a young age. You dropped out of college. What did your folks think of that? Were they trying to talk you out of that?
You know, the book describes how bored I got with a particular class at Bernard Baruch University in Manhattan. And when I dropped out, there was still a draft on. Many of your younger listeners won't even understand what that was like, but there was a draft. The Vietnam War was going on. And when I dropped below 12 credits by dropping one class, I received a greetings, which was the term used for when the military drafted you and you lost your student deferment. Well, I opted, rather than going into whatever assigned branch of the military the draft would put me in, to enlist into the Marine Corps and get a better training, because if I was going to go to war, I wanted to have the optimal opportunities to survive it. So I went into the Marine Corps for the training that they promote. Fortunately, by the time I got out of boot camp, Vietnam War was winding down and I never went. But it did instill in me a sense of never failing in anything I try, which I think helped me in the development of 20 businesses here in Southern Nevada.
Well, go back to, you know, the guy that was undermining you, and this is the part of the corruption part that's in your title and the description of your book. This was a guy, and again, if I have it wrong, just correct me, but this was a guy that was on a board that was going to approve you, and instead of recusing himself like he should have, because he was a competitor, he stayed on and he undermined you every step of the way. The other folks on that panel or on that board, on that committee, they obviously knew he was a competitor, or they should have known. Did any of them step up, or was it kind of an old boys club and they kind of just stuck together, stuck behind him?
Yes, that's exactly what happened. This is a city council that back at that time had their own city, their own city police department. Many people in Vegas called this outlying jurisdiction Hooterville or Mayberry.
Yeah.
And in fact, he was the councilman within the ward that my casino site was located in. Even though the land I purchased was zoned for casino, everything was in place to just sail through an approval process. He orchestrated some amazing things that even when we called him out at a public hearing that he should not be participating because he was in a competing graphics business to mine, and we would later learn that the very use permit he was moving for denial of for me, he was an applicant for three of those casino use permits in that city. Mm-hmm. And it was so incestuous and nefarious, the city attorney and the four other council members just fell in line behind him and opposed us. And as we were preparing to take, I mean, you could get denied in any city application, and that's what the court system's for. You go to the court for a judicial review of your hearing, and they determine if the denial was arbitrary, and the court could reverse it. And that's what my business partner and I were doing when they set me up with five bogus felony charges to do away with me as an applicant, and that would delay our process for 2 years. And when we finally overcame it, the judge that we were assigned in the judicial review process had a flackey of hers come to me with an offer to get her vote for me to prevail if I would pay a $50,000 tribute. Wow. Which I rejected. And then as a result of that rejection, the judge went from declaring that the city had not treated us fairly and that they should give us a rehearing, ultimately after turning down the bribe request, the judge threw the case out as having no triable issues of fact. And as Tenacity describes, how could we have had triable issues of fact when she ordered the city to give us a full and fair hearing? And then when I turned down the bribe request, the case is thrown out on summary judgment. The book goes into great detail into exactly how that occurred in a Caesar's Palace steam room. So they knew very well what they were doing, because no one could have been wearing a wire in a steam room when this guy approached me on behalf of the judge. There's a lot of unique twists and turns in this book, Tenacity, Frank, which your listeners would find to be quite intriguing about what it was like in a young Las Vegas, as well as when I was 12 years old in Brooklyn. And I took a shoeshine box my dad gave me for Christmas down to the train stop in Brooklyn and shined shoes before school for 10 cents a shine.
That's great. I mean, listen, I don't know too much about your parents, but it sounds like they did a damn good job, and they set you off on the right way. Frank McKay here with Ron Curry, author of Tenacity, a Vegas businessman survives Brooklyn, the Marines, corruption, and cancer to achieve the American dream. A true life story. Ron Curry is our very special guest. Frank McKay here with Ron. Let me go back to being proactive, and I love that. I love the fact that you hired a private investigator. They don't expect you to do that. And, you know, no one does. They expect you to take it or to pay or to fight back in some silly way. But when you do hire a private investigator, all kinds of magical things could happen. What happened as soon as you made the hire? I mean, did you discover things about this guy or people around him that surprised you or that immediately could be used?
Yes, the private investigator, one of the mission assignments I gave him when my team of four attorneys brought him in was to go undercover and befriend this guy, because I felt like if he was feeling comfortable with friends of his, he might disclose something that would help clear me. And when the investigator was hired, he went back to the city in California this fella came to Vegas from, and found that there was a warrant for his arrest for attempted auto theft. He had posted bail and skipped town and then came to Vegas. And I unfortunately hired him at a new casino I built. Well, this fella and the warrant that my investigator delivered to the that city councilman's police department, we learned, because the investigator was also undercover as this person's friend, when we believed the warrant would be delivered and they would extradite him to this California jurisdiction on an open warrant, what actually happened was he told the investigator, who once again was his new best friend, that the detective, who was a lackey for this councilman, brought him in and said, "You're not going to make a good witness against Ron Corey with this hanging over your head. His people have found the warrant." This detective contacted the police department in California, told them that they were going after a big fish. They needed them to drop the charges against him. He would go in, pay a fine, and be released, and come back to testify against me. Now, they didn't know that we knew this, and it was something that would play out later as the legal process continued. I don't want to give away all the parts of the book,
yeah.
Frank, or no one's going to go buy it.
Let everyone buy it, but it's good. That sounds that sounds terrific. Let's get to the cancer part, and there's a lot of folks listening to the voice of Ron Curry and me, Frank McKay, and we all know someone who's been stricken with cancer, and it's something that touches everyone. What's your relationship to cancer?
Well, as a former Marine, I worked out diligently every day. I was in great shape, even into my 50s. I went through a thorough physical every year because my dad's side of my family had a major cancer influence. He lost three brothers and a sister to cancer. So I went through thorough three-day physicals once a year. And when I was 53, my doctor found an esophageal tumor. The esophagus is right between your throat and your stomach. And the particular tumor they found was at the base of the esophagus as it entered the stomach. And the doctor told me, and when I did a Google research on my own, I found it only had an 8% survival rate. So it was a very unique experience to make my own funeral plans to make it easier on my family if I didn't survive it. The surgery took 11 hours. They opened me from my jaw to my belly button and around my back, took out the esophagus and half my stomach, resectioned my remaining stomach up to my throat. And obviously I'm here, so I survived the surgery. It was a couple of year recovery, but while eating meals is difficult with a smaller stomach and without an esophagus, you can never lay flat again. I'm one of the 8% that survived esophageal cancer.
Well, congratulations on that. How long ago was that now? How long have you been? Are you cancer free as of today?
Yeah, the surgery was in 2005. The surgery occurred at USC Medical Center in California. A doctor there operated on nothing but esophageal tumors. So it was 13 years ago, and I remain cancer-free. I get a complete PET scan and physical once a year, and I came back with a vengeance and went into the car business. And the book details my entire career from birth up until what I'm doing today.
Well, get into modern day. We got about 2 minutes. And again, the name of the book, everyone should buy it, Tenacity, a Vegas Businessman Survives Brooklyn, the Marines, Corruption, and Cancer to Achieve the American Dream, a true life story. Ron Curry is our very special guest. Frank McKay here for another minute or two with Ron. What are you doing now? What's your life look like now?
Well, currently I am a large investor with tennis champion Andre Agassi in a new company called Square Panda, which deals with the early education in reading and spelling for children 2 through 8 years old. Square Panda is a product that we're marketing in this country, in China, and in India. And it's an up-and-coming company that's about to launch in China and India that I think is going to be a big success for me. I'm on the board of directors of the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department Foundation. And I'm on the board of a local furniture outlet called Walker Furniture. There are multiple companies that these different endeavors I'm going into, we are about to launch. But those are the things, along with getting my book completed in the last 3 years, has brought me up till today.
Well, Got a little bit of time left, just a couple seconds here. Tenacity, a Vegas businessman, survives the Marines, corruption, cancer to achieve the American dream, a true life story. I'm sure Amazon's one. Real quickly, tell us where to get the book and give us a social media site or a website that they could follow along with you, Ron.
Sure. If they go on Amazon and they enter the title Tenacity, there are a couple of books with that name. My last name is spelled C-O-U-R-Y. So if they enter that, they'll get the book in four versions, hardcover, paperback, audio, or Kindle ebook. And there is a website that describes more about me and has over 100 photographs. The website is roncouryauthor.com. Again, that's C-O-U-R-Y.
Well, Ron, I want to thank you for being here, and congratulations on all your success, and good luck with the rest of the promotion process and the book. Congratulations on everything.
Thank you, Frank. I really appreciate you having me on your show today.
Ron Coury, everyone, has been our very special guest, a unique guy, that's for sure. I'm sure he's been told a million times he should write a book. Well, he did. Tenacity is the name of the book. A Vegas businessman survives the Marines, corruption, cancer to achieve the American dream, a true life story. Buy the book at Amazon and check him out on his website. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.